Everybody, amen. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Amen. What a wonderful presence of the Lord in this place. Amen. 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 How many love the Lord tonight? Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. It's an honor to stand behind this platform. I'm just thankful for an awesome pastor and an awesome church. Amen. Amen. Give yourselves a hand tonight. Amen. 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 I want to talk to you tonight for a few moments. If you'll stand, I'm sorry, I just sat you down to stand you back up. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read out of Exodus chapter 13, verse 21 through 22. Amen. And the Bible says, "And the Lord went before them day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, and to go by day and night." Verse 22 says, "And he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people." He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Amen. One more passage of scripture, Exodus 40, 36. "And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys." Amen. Let's pray before we are seated tonight. Lord, we thank you for your word tonight, God. God, we thank you for your wonderful presence, God, that we feel in this place today, God. God, I pray that you would have your way in this place today, God. God, that lives would be changed, God, and hearts would be touched tonight. Lord, we thank you today for your presence, God. We love you. We give you thanks in advance. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Amen, amen, amen. So, I know my son's got me on this time constraint, so here we go. No promises tonight. Amen. I want to talk to you for a few moments tonight on following the cloud. Amen, following the cloud. I believe today that the service has been ordained and been set up. And I'll probably say some things tonight that Pastor maybe said this morning and then my nephew Daniel, he came up here and he preached about trust in God. And I just feel like there's a word for the church today. I feel that there's a theme for the body of Christ. I feel like God wants us to trust in him. I feel like God wants us to know that he's got us and he's got our best interest at hand and he knows where we're at tonight. Amen. I just come to remind somebody today that God loves you and he is for you. Amen. And if we keep our eyes on God, amen, there we find our solution and there we find our help. Amen. Our help comes from God. Amen, amen, amen. And so who's going to help me tonight? Amen. Preach. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It makes it a lot easier. David said in Psalms 23 and 4, he said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," he said, "I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Yea, though I walk through the valley," amen, "I will fear no evil." It doesn't matter what's going on around you tonight or where you are, amen, because God is with you. We've got to understand tonight that no matter where we are or no matter what it looks like, that God is with us. Amen. It is a mindset. It is an attitude of the church of the living God. It doesn't matter what's in front of us or what's behind us, but our faith has to be founded in God tonight. Amen. 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 So many times we walk through the valley, but God is with us. Amen. And I just want to talk to us tonight on following the cloud. Following the cloud. I'm so thankful tonight for the word of God. In an ever-changing world and things that happen, that we can always reassure that the Bible is true and the word of God is true. The word doesn't change. Amen. For any situation or any problem that you find yourself in tonight, the word of God has your answer. Amen. The Bible tells us that Moses began to lead the children of Israel out of bondage of Egypt, and that he appeared to him in a cloud at this specific time. And when the people of God were in doubt, they were no doubt, in relief by leaving bondage and slavery. When Moses began to lead them, they began to feel a sense of relief, a sense of change. Maybe just they were filled with joy. And just like life sometimes changes so fast, many times we can find ourselves where we feel relief, or we feel relief from a situation to just sometimes we find ourselves right back in another situation. Amen? And it's very momentarily, because we feel at one hand God is pulling us out of something, then something else begins to happen. And so here's where we find the people of God. They find themselves years of bondage, depression, and physical decay. Their hopes have been callous. Their fight has been taken. And their dreams of their lives have been shattered. Amen. They find themselves in a very ugly place, a very broken place. But I'm so thankful tonight that God takes the broken things. Amen. And the longer I live for God, the more I realize it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter how far down you feel, because God specializes in the broken things. His arm is not short tonight. Amen. God is a healer and God is a provider. Amen. Whatever you need tonight, if you speak that name Jesus, you get everything, like Pastor said. Amen. We serve a God who has everything in hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in the middle of all this, we find God himself sending a man by the name of Moses. I will say this tonight before I go any further. The word of God is full of patterns and things that if we begin to study, we begin to read and divulge into the word of God, we begin to see things in the word of God. And we see that in the word of God that God uses, and God always uses a man. He always uses an individual. Amen. And in this passage of scripture, God uses a man by the name of Moses. Amen. God has patterned a road for success for you and I tonight. God has given you and I a pastor tonight. Amen. In Ephesians 4, 11 through 12, and I'm just going to stop and say, what I'm saying is not a popular thing, and I realize that tonight. And I'm not saying this to get a pat on the back from the pastor, but I'm telling you tonight that it's very imperative if we are going to be saved and if we are going to be the bride of Christ, we need a pastor in our life. Amen. And secondly, we need a church in our life. Amen. And so what I'm telling you tonight, I know it's not popular, but I know it's the will of God. Hallelujah. How many wants to be saved tonight? Amen. And if that is the case, then we need a pastor to preach to us. We need a pastor to straighten us out sometimes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because some of us are good, but we are not that good. Hallelujah. And so this pastor in Ephesians tells us, the Bible tells that Ephesians 4, 11 through 12, it says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. For what? For the perfecting of the saints. To help you and I. Amen. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. It is for the edifying of the body. It is to help and to lead and to guide the church of the living God. Hallelujah. God has put people in our lives. God has blessed us with a beautiful facility tonight to where we can come and we can lift our hands in an altar. We can come and we can approach the throne of grace and we can come and receive from a God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's good preaching. Hallelujah. The Bible shows us Moses leading the people of God. And here is where we see the order of God concerning our life. We see a pattern that the Bible shows us. It says, so we have the pastor in our life, and we have a church in our life. Amen? And so I just want to say tonight that we need a pastor, and we need a church, and that's God's plan for you tonight. Amen. If you're going to be saved, you need a pastor, and you need a church. Does anybody agree with me tonight? Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are not islands unto ourselves. And yes, we do need a relationship with God. That is first and that is foremost. Amen. But we need a pastor and we need a church. Bible says that God has given us pastors after his heart, and God has given us a church. God has given his life for the church. God has shed his blood for the church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible tells us that there is safety in the multitude. I want to tell somebody tonight that the church is not a gathering place. And I know across the county and across the state of California that there are many churches, and I'm not here to bash anybody or anything, and there are many programs and there are many buildings, but this is not a program tonight, and this is not a building. This is a church of the living God that has been bought by his blood tonight. Hallelujah. 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 And this church is a safe place. It is a place where God can speak to you. It is a place where God can challenge you. It is a place where you can bring your shame and your struggle. It is a place where you can bask in the presence of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the church tonight. I'm thankful for the safety in this place. We cannot survive by ourselves. We cannot fight the devil by ourselves. Hallelujah. And FYI, we do live in an evil day, and they're calling evil good and good evil. Amen. And the devil wants nothing more than for us to adopt that mindset of this age where the good is now, the bad is now good, and the good is now bad. But I want to tell you something today. I believe that God has a church, amen, that stands for the truth and stands for his name, amen, and stands, amen, for the things of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's not a time for us to lax on some things. It's not a time for us to lax on the doctrine. It's not a time for us to lax on our beliefs in who we are and the foundation of God. But it's a time for the church to stand up individually, collectively, and say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah, as for me and my house, we will love our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are not made to be tossed to and fro with every solution this world offers. That is Bible. We are not to be moved by every doctrine or every fancy message or whatever somebody else is saying. Amen. But God has called us to be founded upon his word. That's why it's so imperative when we come to the house of God that we get in the presence of God, that the Holy Ghost begins to move on us and move through us. Amen. Every time I come in this church, I found myself tonight praying in the back. I said, God, let the gifts of the Spirit move in this church. Let the gifts of the Spirit move through your people tonight in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Not so we can say, look what God did, but so lives can be changed. And so when the sinner comes in, they can feel the presence of God for the transformation of our city, for the power of God to rest in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Is anybody hungry tonight for a move of God? Is anybody hungry tonight for their lives to be in order, for their families to be saved, for their coworkers to be saved? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe that Pastor was up here when he was taking an offering, and he began to speak. Amen. And I believe that God began to move on him, and God began to use him to speak some things. You got to understand that when we come up here, it's not time and chance. We're not playing Russian roulette. We're not playing a game. Amen. But God begins to move on us, and God begins to speak. Amen. And I believe that there is prophetic words that went forth tonight. If you'll receive those words tonight, Brother Ben, God will move in your life. If you'll receive those words tonight, Brother, God is going to heal your body. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe the word of God is true. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, I believe that the enemy would like nothing more, amen, for us to accept the mindset of defeat. There is a mindset in this generation that the enemy uses. He uses it to his ability to infiltrate your spirit, to get inside your mind, to get inside the way you think. And if he can get inside the way you think, then he can get into the way that you act. Because if he gets in your mind, then your posture will change, and then your attitude will change. And then before you know it, you'll be doing nothing in the church. But the enemy is a liar. The devil is a liar tonight. Amen. Amen. That's why the Bible said to gird up the loins of your mind. Hallelujah. We've got to be sober. We've got to be vigilant. Hallelujah. Because the enemy would love to give us the mindset to infiltrate our spirit tonight. And if I can tonight, I just want to be transparent tonight. In many times, and we get up here and we preach and we dress nice and whatever, but we have the same problems that you have. We go through the same struggles that you go through. I know what it is to find myself in a place. I'm talking about following the cloud. But there's a flip side to following God, and that's not following God. That's when you let life kick in, you let the enemy, the spirit of the age, I'll call it, you let the spirit of the age put questions in your mind. The ways of the world, you let those questions, you begin to look at the way that the world operates, and you begin to operate your life by those standards. We don't operate that the world operates. We are not part of this world, but we are part of the kingdom of God. We live in this world, but we're not of this world. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying that in a holier-than-thou kind of fashion, but what I'm telling you, we need to understand whose we are and what we are tonight, because the power lies in that identity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so many times we go through things, and I found myself in a place questioning God, saying, God, is this thing, ministry, really for me? God, are these things that you said really going to happen in my life? Because God, if you don't want it to happen, God, I'm fine with that. God, I want to be a normal saint. I'm being honest tonight. Your story may be a little different than mine, but you have a story. And I find myself questioning God and questioning myself and saying, God, you know, with hardships and different things in my life, God, is this really the plan for my life? Is this really the route that you want me to take? Hallelujah. And I find myself in that place. Amen. But I want to tell somebody that is the spirit of this age. Amen. And I've come to tell you tonight that with God, all things are possible. Don't question yourself tonight. Amen. You need to stand on the promises of God. If God said it, God's going to do it tonight. Amen. You got to believe it. You got to get it in your spirit, because the enemy wants you to second guess yourself tonight. Hallelujah. 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 We got to understand that God doesn't operate, like Pastor said this morning, in the time frame that we operate in. And if we're not careful, we can find ourselves frustrated, discouraged, even broken in times. But we've got to continually walk after God. We've got to keep our focus on the cloud. We've got to keep our focus on God. Amen. Because God is growing us and God is showing us. Amen. And God doesn't show you the whole picture. God may tell you something. God may put something in your spirit, but God doesn't always show you the picture. But God promises that if you walk with him, that he is faithful and he is just. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe it's more of a commitment for us to have to God than anything. Before God can entrust you with anything, you've got to be committed to God. Hallelujah. The church has no room for doubt. The church has no room for fear. As a matter of fact, the Bible says it's perfect love that casts out all fear. Amen. So tonight, let God lead you again. Kick out the fear of your life. Kick out the mind monsters in your mind. Kick out the arguments that you have with God. Don't second guess God, young people. If God has called you, God is able tonight. Amen. But follow the cloud. get a hold of the presence of God and say, God, where you go, I will go also. Hallelujah. 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 Nobody's going to do it for you. Amen. Nobody's going to sacrifice for you. Nobody's going to pray for you. You've got to open your mouth and you've got to begin and let that hunger come out of your spirit and say, God, I'm going no matter what happens, no matter what comes. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to be faithful. Hallelujah. 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 God never said it would be easy. When God led the children of Israel, he didn't say, okay, folks, here's the plan. He said, here's the cloud, follow it. And many times God does that in our lives. We've got to keep our eyes on God. We've got to keep our eyes on God. We know that the devil, the Bible says, is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, if you are standing alone, you are easy pickings for the devil to devour you. I read in your hearing tonight that there is safety in the multitude. If you are standing alone, then the devil is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. If you're standing alone, you are a target for the enemy tonight. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says two are better than one. If you ever needed the church, you need the church today. If you ever needed support, you need support today. If you ever needed a pastor, you need a pastor today. If you ever needed a friend, you need a friend today. Hallelujah. 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 I believe that to my core tonight. I can't do it on my own. I can't do it on my own. I'm not good enough, nor do I want to be. But I need a pastor in my life. I need a church in my life. Hallelujah. David talked about in Psalms about, he said he was going and he was living. He said, and my foot had almost slipped. I had almost got mixed up. I had almost let the spirit of the age dictate my vision and the way I see things through my spiritual man. He said, but then I went to the house of God and I realized that God was for me. And I realized that there was an anointing on my life. And I realized that there was a God who loved me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We cannot obtain victory on our own ability. We need more of God and less of this world. John said it right. He said, I must decrease. He said, but he must increase. John had went as far as he could go, and he began to let God take over. And sometimes it's the same with you and I. We need to learn when to let go and let God move in our life. We need to learn when to let God increase in our life. We need to learn to say, God, I can't do this without you. But God, I need you to help me tonight. My hands are raised because I surrender. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what it is about the pride of life. It comes and it comes and it comes and it comes. And it stops us from what God wants to do in our ministries, in our homes, in our church, and in our lives. It comes in and we think we got that thing checked. We think we have a handle on it, but it comes back in and we stick our chest back out and we begin to get arrogant. We begin to rationalize things. And God says, I have no room for pride in your life, church. I have no room for pride. I cannot operate through pride. He says, a broken and a contrite spirit, amen, he will not refuse. We got to understand that our situation is not defeat and it's not the end, but it's the understanding that God has you right where he intends you to be, because it's at that place of brokenness. It's at that place when your hands are surrendered. It's at that place when there's tears coming down your face that God says, hey, I can use that. I can use that. I can use that. I can use that. Hallelujah. Let's lift our voice to the Lord real quick. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you tonight, God. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The song says, take this world and give me Jesus. This is not a crazed, fanatical stance. but rather a matter of victory in defeat. When you say that those people are just, they're chaotic, they're crazy because they're all Jesus. And you used to hear back in the day where they would say they're a bunch of fanatics. But I want to tell you that more than any time, we need God in our lives. We need to push this world aside and we need Jesus. Take this world and give me Jesus. This world cannot help you. This world does not have your answers. But your answers are in God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Could it be tonight that our struggle and our frustrations have increased due to our concept concerning the order that God has given us? Could it be that we are fighting things that we ought not to be fighting because we have not put God in the throne of our life? When you begin to put God on his throne, you begin to realign yourself with God. And if we're not careful, we can find ourselves like a tire out of alignment with God. You can be out of alignment with God and be sitting on a pew tonight. Amen. But when you surrender and you raise your hands in the presence of God and say, God, I don't know what's going on. God, but I know you're in control. You begin to align yourself with God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Following the cloud. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them among the way, by night in a pillar of fire to give them light that they might travel by day and by night in the pillar of cloud by day in the pillar of fire by night did not depart from the people. God did not leave his people. God did not give them the details. But the word of God says that he didn't depart. He did not depart from his people. The Lord used this cloud to overthrow the enemy at their departure from Egypt. He caused darkness upon the enemy. The Bible tells us that the pillar that went before them by day, study shows us that it was almost as there was a manifestation of his very presence. The pillar by day, God was literally with them. God was literally with them. God himself was leading the people by day. And by night, a cloud of fire, he led to light every way. My message is simple today. It's that we need to follow the cloud. Amen. That we need to follow the cloud. That we need more of God and less of ourselves. We cannot afford to take the presence of God for granted. We cannot afford, if I'm here tonight and I am repeating, I sound repetitive of something that somebody else said, could it be tonight that God is trying to tell somebody something in this place? Could it be tonight that the love of God is reaching for you and it's saying, hey, don't give up, I still love you. Hey, don't give up, I still got you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so we cannot afford to take the presence of God for granted. Everything that we need tonight, collectively and individually, is in this place. It's in this house tonight. From the very onset of this service, the presence of God was so thick in this house that you can feel his presence. That's because God wants to make a way for you. That's because God has heard your cry. That's because God wants to move in your life on your behalf tonight. God is not here because he has nothing to do, but it's because he loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This cloud that God gave to his people was to lead them intimately and personally. Amen. God was wanting to lead them into the next phase of their life. And I don't know where you find yourself tonight, but what I can tell you is that God is wanting to lead you into a new place, regardless of what your situation looks like, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of how you feel tonight. God is wanting to lead you to the next place, but God cannot lead you if you don't follow the cloud. Amen. When the cloud moves, you need to move. When the presence of God moves, you need to stand to your feet. Amen. You need to follow the cloud tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This I know, that God will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. I know that God has given us his Spirit. God has given us a pastor. God has given us a church. And last, God has given us a voice. I can pray for you, but I can't take you to Jesus. I can wish for you, but I can't get you there. I can do everything in my power that I can try to do, but I can't take you to the cloud. I can't talk to God for you. You gotta lift your voice and you gotta say, "Hey God, it's me. I need your help. God, it's me. I'm over here, God." It was blind Bartimaeus that he had to finally cry out. He said, "Jesus, thou son of David," he said, "have mercy on me." Hallelujah. Sometimes we just need to cry out to God and say, "Jesus, have mercy on me." You may feel blind. You may be walking around bumping into things, but you can use your voice and you can cry out to God and he will come unto you. Hallelujah. 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 Boys, if you'll come up here and help me. This is just what I feel tonight. And this is how I feel that some of us are where we're at tonight. This is what I felt tonight, and this is what I felt like God has shown me in the spirit. This is how it is, and this is how we operate sometimes. We're walking through life. Back up more. We're walking through life. It's far away. You guys can be seated. And then that's exactly how it is. You guys may be seated. We're walking through life and we're being hit with everything that the enemy has. And we're being hit with everything that we're going through. But I want to tell you tonight that you got to keep on walking. You can't go back. You cannot stop, because that's a trick of the enemy. You got to keep on walking. You got to take the hits. Amen. You got to lean on God. You got to follow the cloud. Amen. Because he is greater than that momentary situation. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know who you are tonight, and I don't know what life is throwing at you, but I'm telling you tonight that there's a God who loves you, that there's a God who is faithful tonight in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If we can stand to our feet. Amen. Alex, if you'll help me tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a God who loves you. There's a God who sees you. I cannot approach God for you tonight. I can pray for you. There's this thing called faith that God requires from every single one of us. And the second thing is, there is a voice that we all have. And the Bible says that out of our heart, our mouth begins to speak. Amen. Out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks. We've got to follow the cloud tonight. We've got to keep our eyes on Jesus. No matter what it is that we're going through, no matter what it is that the enemy is throwing at us, we need a God. We need Jesus. We need a pastor. And we need a church. Amen. And we've got to keep on walking and following the cloud tonight. We got to follow the presence of God. Revelation 3:20 says, he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock." He said, "And if any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and I will sup with him and he with me." Amen. We cannot follow without speaking. It is so imperative tonight that we open our voice. I can preach. Pastor can preach. Everybody and their mother can preach that comes behind this platform. But if you never open your voice and you never take that step, then that exchange between you and God, it never happens. Change never comes. And then the enemy comes in like a flood and he infiltrates your mind and you become lukewarm and you become distant from God. And I cry and I pray for you tonight. God has given you a church. God has given you a pastor. Hallelujah. Follow the cloud tonight. Follow the cloud tonight, no matter what you're going through. No matter where you are tonight. If you'll come to this altar tonight and we'll lift our spirits to God and say, God, I surrender to you, God. God, I don't have all the answers, God. But God, I'm going to trust you. God, I'm going to follow you. Hallelujah.